Good day. This is Dr. Joe. I came to give you a word of encouragement on today. The Bible tells us in Philippians, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. So my question to you is, what are you worried about? I know we all have financial difficulties. I know some of us have health issues, and we worried about our children. We worried about our parents. We worried about whether we're going to have a job in the morning. We worried about our spouses, whether we're connecting with them, or maybe we're worried that we're on the brink of a divorce. We worry about a lot of things, but my question to you is, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you're worrying, are you actually worshiping? So how can you worry and worship? It's simple. You can't. You can't do both. Because if you're worshiping, you are not focusing on yourself, not focusing on your problems. You're focusing on the problem solver. So what does that mean? Are we going to have times in which we have great concern? Most definitely. Are there going to be times where we have that we are worrying? For sure. There's no doubt. We're human, and that's what we do. We tend to worry. But there's a difference between worrying and being concerned and allowing it to consume you. So, in other words, if I'm worried about whether or not I'm going to have a job in the morning, do I have ultimate control whether or not my boss decided to say, hey, Dr. Joe, you got to go? Not necessarily. So why am I worrying about whether or not I'll have a job in the morning? My concern should be, am I giving God his due? And what does that mean? Simple. Am I giving God my focus? Am I giving God my attention? Am I giving God everything that he is due? He's worthy to be praised. So what are we doing? So we're going to continue our discussion on, are you worrying or are you worshiping? Psalms 117, the shortest book in the Bible, simply says, O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. So let's jump back to our earlier scripture, when we said in Philippians, where Paul tells us that we are to worry about nothing, but in all things give thanks. And so in thinking about that, I'm thinking about what the psalmist says. He says to praise the Lord. So when are we supposed to praise the Lord? Well, really, you're supposed to do it all the time, in the good times and in the bad times, in the ups and in the downs. Is it easy? No, ma'am. No, sir. It's difficult. When things are hard, to praise God is difficult. Why is it so difficult? Because we focus on us. We focus on, what can I do to fix it? What can I do to make it better? How can I do this and how can I do that? When we are supposed to let God handle it, aren't we? Isn't that our job, is to pray to God, to seek his face, in other words, to pray, to get an answer from him. And one of the things that we struggle with is when God tells us to wait, or when God tells us to no, you can't do that. Nope, you shouldn't be with them. No, you need to wait a little bit longer. It's not your time yet. Just hold on. But in all of that, we're supposed to praise the Lord. We're supposed to worship God. So in the Psalms that I just read for you, Psalm 117, Shabbat is the word for praise. And so that's not the kind of praise that you just, you know, wave your hand from side to side. And, you know, that's the kind of praise that is vocal. That's the kind of praise that, you know, that comes from your gut, from your belly. And that's not just for God, that's for you. to feel it in your soul, to feel it all the way down from your toes, to understand that God is still with you. Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of the situation, God is still, as the old folk would say, a very present help in a time of trouble. He hasn't left you. He hasn't forsaken you. He hasn't turned away from you. But we oftentimes have turned away from him because we don't like his answers. We try to fix it for ourselves. But in those times, we have to step back, reassess, and say, all right, let me ask God what it is that I need to do. How is it that I need to focus on this situation? Am I worrying about this or am I worshiping about this? And once we get that assessment out of the way, then we can move forward. When we seek God's face, he gives us guidance, but we have to be willing to sit still and to hear his voice. He's not going to come and scream at you and say to you, Dr. Joe, you need to sit down and you need to listen to what I'm saying to you, because what I'm telling you is going to be for your benefit. It's going to be for your good. He's not going to do that. He's not pushy. He's just not that kind of guy. But are we going to listen when he tells us? So there'll be times where the voice is really... not that he's screaming at us, but you like really, really know. Yeah, this is really from God. Then there'll be other times where it may be subtle and we may not necessarily know right away. But in any instance, while we are waiting, we're not to be worrying. We need to be worshiping. So my takeaway for you is to think about those things in your life that you are concerned about. Are you worrying or are you worshiping? I submit to you that you do like the psalmist says and shabak the Lord. Praise the Lord in the good times and in the bad. And even in those times where you just don't have a clue as to what's going on, praise the Lord anyhow. There's power in the name of Jesus. God bless.